AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It could have been workplace violence or terrorism or something else. Authorities are trying to figure out now why a couple opened fire on his co-workers at a holiday party in San Bernardino, California yesterday, killing 14 people and wounding 17. The two died during a shootout with police. They were armed with assault rifles that can pierce police officers' protective vests and several handguns as well. The bomb squad blew up three bombs found at the party they shot up. Former FBI official Sean Henry is thinking this through.
When you've got two people here in a coordinated effort, again, the type of weapons that they're using, this was very well planned in advance. This didn't just happen walking in.
He says word the 28-year-old Syed Farouk had been in Saudi Arabia earlier this year will raise a red flag with investigators.
What happened there when he traveled, when he met his wife there, and what happens with her family?
Former FBI official Sean Henry on the Today Show. Syed Farouk's brother-in-law, Farhan Khan, says he is stunned and doesn't know why this happened.
I have no idea. Why would he do that? Why would he do something like this? I have absolutely no idea. I'm in shock myself.
Farouk was born in the U.S. to a Pakistani family and had been a San Bernardino County employee for 5 years. We don't know much about his wife. Momentarily, President Obama is expected to have something to say about all of this at the White House. Hungary says missing Paris terror suspect Salah Abdeslam was in a Budapest train station a couple of months or so before the Paris attacks and left with refugees headed for the safety of Europe. It appears Oscar Pistorius is going back to prison. A South African appeals court says he should have been found guilty of murder, not the less serious charge of manslaughter for shooting his girlfriend. The Dow is down 57 points. This is AP Radio News. There's a new report from a congressional panel about the Secret Service's troubles. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel is in Washington.
There have been 143 security breaches or attempted breaches at facilities secured by the Secret Service in the last 10 years. The findings are contained in a report by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. The assessment concludes that the Secret Service is an agency in crisis. The report faults both leadership failings and budget cuts imposed by Congress that have led to what the committee calls a staffing crisis. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
The two top Army ROTC leaders at a New York State college have been removed from their jobs after a physical training session sent 12 students to hospitals. The State University of New York is 15 miles west of Rochester. Details of the training and the nature of the injuries haven't been released, but the college says some of the students were in the hospital for several days. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.